no long sermon when we have the Passion, be sure of that. But anyway, there's something about the Passion that we do need to think about. We read it year after year. We probably, in our mind, we have the sequence of the events that we could probably tell the story pretty accurately without the text. But to make it somehow penetrate our hearts, that's the struggle. And if, unless we do that, somehow or another, this whole Holy Week doesn't take on too much meaning for us. It becomes beautiful celebrations that we participate in, hopefully, that we celebrate, commemorating great events in the life of Jesus and our salvation. But until we somehow make it touch us, or allow ourselves to be touched by it, it's not going to make too much difference on Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday will come, we'll have a big celebration. Everybody will think how, what a wonderful day it is, how beautiful it is, what Christ has done, and we go home and forget about it. But if we somehow can make it real to us, number one, we have to understand that the sinners that Jesus died for, that's us. That's us, all of us. So we don't need to look for anybody else. We don't need to read this just as history and say those people are terrible. Because it's us that he died for. So somehow we have to identify. St. Luke's Gospel gives us the opportunity. Identify with the characters in this story, in this Passion narrative. Identify with them. There's all kinds of characters. There's Pilate, who's pretty much a gutless leader. He knew Jesus was innocent, but he was more concerned about the crowd. There was Peter, his beloved, his chosen disciple, who was to be in head of, the head of what he had started, who betrayed him. Not betrayed him, he denied that he even knew him. One of his own, Judas, betrayed him. The other disciples, the other apostles, after the garden, we don't read anything about them. Where did they go? What about the crowd? The crowd that was always there, you know, especially when Jesus was multiplying food, they were very happy to come and share that. When he was working signs, they loved these big shows that he put on. It's kind of like he was a great magician or something. So the crowd becomes very fickle. Well, show us something. You know, if you're really that great, I mean, you got a real tough show now. What are you going to do for us? Show us what you can do. The rulers of the people who were supposed to be the ones encouraging the people to follow the word of God. And they were the ones prompting the crowd to scream against them. So we keep going through the characters in this story. Where do I fit? And I think until we can somehow identify, number one, acknowledge that I am a sinner. And number two, acknowledge that I am one of those characters, of the many characters in this story. Maybe you're Simon the Cyrenian. Maybe you're Veronica who comes through and wipes his face with a cool cloth. Maybe you're just one of the Roman soldiers who's willing to throw something else at him. Maybe you're one of the crowd that was close enough that you wanted to spit on him. But somewhere along the way, every one of us is in that story. And the story takes on life and meaning for us when we identify who we are in that crowd, so that when we look at the crucified Lord, we can say, I'm sorry. Then Holy Week will take on a whole new meaning for you.